All right, so I think by now many people know the results of the Liberal minority government, but what a lot of people maybe don't know is what exactly a minority government could mean for Canada overall and here in Saskatchewan. So I know there's many different scenarios that can play out, but what are we potentially looking at moving forward now that we don't have a majority government in Canada anymore?
Well, the big difference, of course, with a minority versus a majority government is that the party with the largest number of seats, in this case the Liberals, is dependent on at least one or more parties to keep them propped up in power so that there's a majority vote so they don't lose the confidence of the House. And what that's going to mean for Canadians, there's going to be some horse trading for sure, and looks most likely between the NDP and the Liberals in order to keep the Liberals in power.
With Saskatchewan being a conservative sweep now for the first time since, off the top of my head, I think it was 1965, will this spark more talk of Western separation?
I think so. It certainly has that potential. And the big question is going to be something like the Trans Mountain Pipeline. So if the Prime Minister is able to move forward with that pipeline, and of course there's been a couple of court actions, injunctions, and so on, put in that they'd have to deal with. But if he's able to move that project forward, I think that's going to help tamper down some of the alienation Western voters, especially in Alberta and Saskatchewan, are confronting. But if it gets into a mess in Parliament, or if the NDP basically demand that for their support they have to kill TMX, then I think we're going to have an even more divisive country.
Obviously, Ralph Goodale was a staple in Ottawa since 1993. With him no longer there, does this kind of maybe hurt Saskatchewan's reputation, especially out east?
I think so. One of the challenges with losing somebody of the stature of Ralph Goodale, so not only is he a pipeline, no pun intended, into Ottawa directly through the Liberal channels, but he is a politician and statesman that's bigger than a party. And so having somebody of his stature not coming out of Saskatchewan is certainly going to not help the province. There's no question about that.
In your opinion, do you think Ralph was defeated because of Justin Trudeau or because of his own campaign?
No, I think Ralph Goodale lost for a couple of reasons. One, of course, is the anti-liberal, anti-Trudeau feeling in a large part of Western Canada. But also there is a very concerted effort by conservatives, both kind of at the provincial scene level and within Western Canada. They're absolutely targeting that seat to try and send a message back to Ottawa. And I think it's a combination of those two factors that led to Ralph Goodale's defeat.
Not a very impressive showing for the NDP. Would you call them dead in Saskatchewan, or at least right now?
On life support, for sure. And I actually think the future of the NDP is even questionable nationally. They probably did better than where they were looking at the start of the campaign, but nowhere near the 38 or 40 seats nationally. And, of course, provincially, nowhere at all. But it's hard to imagine how the NDP are going to be successful in this province when you have a hard no on pipelines, and this province produces 25% of Canada's conventional oil. Those two just aren't going to work together.
And just lastly here, a lot of people talking about the Conservatives taking the popular vote, but losing the election and finding that a little bit confusing. What do you say to those people?
That's not completely unusual in Canada. We've had precedent for that in the past. And this is where Canada is really a mix. It's not purely representation by population, but it's representation by population based on region. And so where you see a really high uptake for conservative support in Western Canada, especially the three Western provinces, we get overrepresented, and that kind of skews it up. But that's part of the nature of living in a federal country, that you're going to have those kind of anomalies time to time. It's not the first time, it won't be the last time in Canada.